I'm Logan Crawford, and right now on Spotlight, Beverly Korbanek is not just another author. She has lived through the emotional turmoil of being scammed and has extensively studied the methods employed by scammers. In her book called Wow, Scammed or Not Scammed, she equips readers with insights derived from personal experiences and academic research aimed to arm potential victims with heightened awareness. We're delighted to have this very talented author join us here today on Spotlight. We thank the folks at Booksavvy International for helping us put her in the spotlight today. And we ask viewers like you to support writers like her by subscribing to our channel. Beverly, thanks so much for joining us here today on Spotlight.
Well, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
It seems like at one point in all of our lives, whether we realize it or not, we will be scammed, we will be taken advantage of. It's just, unfortunately, a dark side of human nature, don't you think?
Yes, it is. And the worst scamming, I think, is the romance scamming.
Mm, absolutely.
Because it gets your heart and your money.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, what inspired you to write, Wow, Scammed or Not Scammed?
Anger.
Yeah.
I got upset that the more I delved into it, if I was the only person scammed, I wouldn't have written the book.
Right.
Not exactly one of the things you want to put out there.
Yeah.
But I started talking to people, and there were so many people who got scammed. And the worst part of it, of the whole thing, is they were living without food, electricity, without gas. They spent all their money. She had her Social Security, and she was giving it to him every month. Everything. She had nothing. Great. And I kept thinking, why can't we identify them? Why doesn't the government do anything, you know? And there is a government agency, IC3, that's supposed to do internet scams. It didn't really help me. It didn't really help anybody else either. So I decided to write the book.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about your story, how you were scammed.
Well, I'm in real estate. Mm-hmm. And social media is part of it. And I was on Facebook a lot. And all of a sudden somebody says, hello.
Yeah.
So you say hi, you know, you get to connect. And before you know it, you start this conversation. And I was at a bad point in my life, you know, and he just said things that were always the right thing.
Right.
So then I got involved, and then he had a little boy that I talked to. I mean, when scammers, they always think it's on a one-to-one basis, but it's on a one, for me, it was on a one-to-many. Mm. I talked to his little son. If he didn't have a son, I probably wouldn't have gotten scammed. He had a illness, you know, and all of a sudden the father was on a boat trip and his son needed medications, and that's how the whole thing started.
Yeah. Now, did you ever meet him in person, or was it all online?
I was always online. Yeah. I talked to him. I talked to his son. I talked to his lawyer. I talked to his friends and his coworkers. So it seemed like it was a real person. And every time he told me a story, even though it was bizarre and stupid, I looked it up on the internet thinking, oh, okay, this could be a scam. Mm-hmm. But it was true. Yeah. Everything was always true. First he said, oh, there's pirates that were coming on the ship. And I figured, pirates, come on, give me a break.
Right.
You know? But I looked it up on the internet, and guess what? Yeah. Pirate story. Pirate. His son had an illness. I looked up the medications, and guess what? The medications are for that illness.
Right.
Everything he said was right. And it was true. But then I got scammed by a second scammer who was supposed to help me with the first scammer, because I was worried that he got into, it's all in the book, that he got into a situation that he was more or less in Germany, and he went into this Muslim story, and apparently one of the Muslims died at his work site, and he told me that he had to pay restitution. Otherwise, they get upset and get mad. True or false, I don't know. But I looked it up. If a Muslim worker does get hurt on in the injury or in, at your work site and dies, you do have to pay restitution to the family. And I figured, well, that part was true. Right. Now, I didn't want to see him getting hurt and injured. So I actually gave the money to him, and for his equipment and everything else. And that's how the whole thing happened, So
Yeah.
it's the story was bizarre and involved. And then the second scammer was supposed to help me find the first scammer.
Right.
So his son would get saved. The second scammer actually was a good scammer, though. I gotta admit, he had a way about him that, and even when I told him at the end, "You're scamming me," he said, "Yes," and he admitted it. The first one never did admit it.
Amazing.
So I like the second scammer. He actually had a nice personality.
At
Strange but
least he was
true.
honest at the very end, at least.
Yeah, and that's
Yeah.
how I found out about how the scamming happened, is that he had a mule that he told me to give the money to because I couldn't send him the money. I could not give him the money for whatever reason.
Right.
And he said, "Well, send it to my mule." And well, his mule, but another name.
Right.
And I started talking to her, and she says, "You're being scammed." I said, "I am." She said, "Yes, he's supposed to marry me. And he's very religious. He doesn't look like the guy that you're looking at." And then I kept saying, "What is going on?" And I couldn't
Right.
understand it at all. And so I started my investigations, and she was helping me. I wrote down every site that she told me, everything she did. I joined an anti-scamming group at that time. And then I found out about mules and what they do and help scammers. They actually do help scammers. The money as I gave too, I gave it through my bank to another US bank. So it wasn't what everybody thinks either. So it's a completely different ball game when you're actually in it.
Yeah.
Now, I got off of Facebook for several years. I haven't been on it, and I just started joining it this year again. I decided to be brave enough to go back.
Right.
And to be honest with you, it's a whole new ball game.
Yeah.
I have over 700 guys trying to connect with me on Facebook. And
Scammers?
scammers. Yeah, they're all scammers. Because if you look at their emails, they have no friends,
Right.
or they have all women,
Yeah.
no men.
Right.
They have a job that's either a construction worker or they have no job at all. It's
Right.
blank. And then I found out recently, I wrote it down. They're scammers because I got this word from one scammer. It's called Alaye, Alaya. It's supposed to be Nigerian. That's how they identify themselves now, because there's so many of them. They now have a word to identify themselves. And
Right.
if you reply IDAN, it's supposed to say that you were a scammer and they will stop communicating with you. I block them. As soon as I
Right.
look up the word on the internet, I blocked the
Yeah.
guy. But some of them do have multiple friends. You have to be careful.
Yeah.
But
How
with the
much
word, they
was the total money that you lost with these two relationships?
do we have to bring that up? 150,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't want to see a person hurt.
Yeah.
My whole thing was I didn't want to see him hurt.
But
For his
that's what
son,
they're doing is
stop.
they're manipulating good people. They're taking, you have a good heart. You are a generous person. You are a caring person. So unfortunately, those great qualities that make you a good human being are the same qualities that make you more likely to be scammed, don't you think?
Makes you vulnerable. Yeah.
Vulnerable, yeah. Yeah.
And they do take advantage of it. In fact, even when I'm writing on Facebook now, like people who lost their dogs. I even wrote a book about a dog, that I lost, and they read everything I write, and then they take off on that.
Right.
Some of them you can tell because there's all these little hearts and these little flowers and these little cakes that they put in the message, which tells you that they're a scammer.
Right.
But some are still pretty good. And I have a question to ask you. Do you
Yes.
mind if I ask you a question?
Sure.
And I say, "Go ahead."
Go ahead, absolutely.
And then I get into it again, and that's how I found those words,
Oh, okay.
I got scammed one more. They were attempting to scam me,
Yeah.
But if you don't touch them, you can't kiss them. You don't see them. Now, you can see them on, like we're doing.
Right. They'll do a FaceTime or a Zoom or something like that.
They can do that.
Right.
They can show that face that they showed you on camera. But they will not do it on your phone thus far. They will not do FaceTime on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Why, I don't know. But they haven't created that yet.
Right.
It's a different world right now. It's it was strange back then, but it's more unique now. And I keep reading about, you know, they have programs, like I think Dr. Phil had it, you know, where people got scammed. Now, my book isn't really for the person who got scammed.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens is your mindset is just, they're telling you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to tell you anything different. It's for really somebody else to read it and to relate and have them compare what that person's saying to what my book is saying.
Right.
And then chapter 10 of the book pretty much lays it all out, how to identify and what you can go and what resources you have to identify a scammer.
Yeah.
So I'm starting to write, this book has another chapter in it. And I think I may start another book with another chapter because it keeps evolving.
Right.
And it's not the same as it was when I got scammed, you know.
What would you say the top three red flags are that you should look out for?
If ever, sorry to say this, but most guys don't tell you everything you want to hear.
You know,
they're not that romantic and they're not that overly sweet. And, you know, you're the number one, you're everything.
Right, right.
Nothing you can do is wrong.
Right.
You know, everything you do is right.
So if they bombard you with love, so to speak.
Correct. Romance.
Or romance, they might be a scammer. That's a red flag.
Yes, and that's for men too. That happens for men too. I mean, it's not just women, it's men too. Certain language that they use. Now, they have improved their language skills because before it was cause with COS or COZ. Now they are spelling it CAUSE, you know.
Right.
So they have improved. It's the grammar too. They don't want to talk to you on the phone, and they always come from another country.
Mm.
It's either Germany or it's not Australia because you can tell the accent, or British because you can tell the accent. It's always an accent like China or someplace else that you cannot identify, you know? It's hard.
But meanwhile, most of these scammers are based in Nigeria?
I don't know if they're based in Nigeria or California, but they are around. Yes. Yeah. And the most scammed man, I like this one. I would love to hear this man's story. They actually went to his door. They found him in Germany. And his name is Hugh Herbertus.
Mm-hmm.
He's on the internet. It's no secret. He's on the internet. But he's the most scammed face that they use.
They pretend to be this guy?
My second scammer pretended to be that guy.
Yeah.
Yes, Hugh Herbertus.
So he's like a handsome guy or something like that?
He
was
handsome and he was like a carefree kind of guy.
Right.
Kind of like different than a suit guy, you know, like more kind of a, sort of like a, what do you call that guy from, that had that show one time with, from Australia. It was more like Dundee.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Crocodile Dundee kind of type of guy.
Exactly.
And that's the kind of guy that they use a lot.
Right.
In fact, one scammer recently on Facebook had that face. It's like, really, you're still using that face? I don't know what he looks like. I never met the man.
Amazing.
But they keep thinking that that personality is the same as the face. Now, who you're talking to is completely different than the face.
Right.
The people.
I mean, it could be anybody. It could be a woman, not a man. It could be a number of people, right? It just could be a group. Yeah.
That child I was talking to could have been him with a child's voice, you know?
Right.
You don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, you really don't know. And people say, well, I talked to him on the computer. I know. I saw him. No, you didn't. You saw a version of him.
Right.
It's like they use the artificial intelligence to create that.
Right.
So you have to be careful if it's on the PC. Because you can manipulate the PC. You can't.
Are most of these encounters initiated through Facebook?
Pardon?
Are most of these scammers, do they initiate the relationships through Facebook?
They can be anywhere. Yeah. But majority of them, where I met them, is on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And the Scanty Scamming Group, we were on Facebook. And they had an anti-scamming group for you, Herbertus. Mm-hmm. Even the woman went from Greece to his house to meet him and said, "We fell in love." I said, "Quit with the guy. The guy's been tortured enough, you know?
Yeah.
Just leave him alone, you know?" And she said, "But he said all of this, and I spent 2 weeks with him, and he's not in love with me." I said, "Hun, you can spend like 6 months with a guy and find out that he's not in love with you."
Right, exactly.
Or you're not in love with him.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's, you know, I said, "You're in your 50s. He's in his 50s. Grow up, leave him alone," you know? But they have traveled to see him.
Yeah.
And that's how he formed the anti-scamming group to protect him.
Yeah.
Because everybody was after him. It's kind of sad in some ways, you know?
Yeah.
I would not want anybody in my door
right.
trying to find me. That would be it. I have been threatened. I have been taught, since I wrote the book, I have, because I was contacting a lot of agencies. I contacted the FBI, nobody called me back. I contacted Interpol to help him because he was in Germany. And then after I wrote the book, somebody from Interpol said they called me and they were going to get all my money back. In fact, I'm getting millions of dollars back.
So this sounds like a scam also.
Millions of dollars back because they called me late on a Sunday night. I said, "Wait a second. You're in the States. You're in my time zone. You're calling me late on Sunday night.
Right.
To help me. Are you kidding?"
All you have to do is give them your credit card information and they'll help you right out, right?
Yeah. And your bank account information. And
right. For a while.
That's another thing too. Your bank account. Be careful of your bank account because if they're wanting to give you money, they're money laundering.
Right.
So you don't accept money any more than you give money.
Yeah.
So if they're going to give you money, anybody who wants to give you $1,000, $5,000, $20,000, do not accept it.
Right. Exactly.
Because now
you're part of it.
Yeah. With their lives,
very, very, very scary. What would you say to somebody who's in a relationship with somebody online right now and is listening to this interview and saying, "Hey, I wonder if I'm being scammed"? What would you say the litmus test is? What should they do to find out whether or not they're being scammed?
Well, to be honest with you, there's no sure way to know that you're being scammed or not, unless you want to meet them. Go visit them.
Right.
Ask them for your address.
Right.
It doesn't cost a whole lot. I mean, I was going to go. I was going to go to Germany. They said, "No, you can't go to Germany." Right. Why? "Because you're a woman." I said, "I noticed that." But what else, you know, besides that I'm a woman, that I can't go to Germany? They said it's a different culture. They find a reason. The car broke down. The plane didn't take off. I missed it. I ended up in jail. I need to get out. You got to help me, send me money to get out of jail. I've heard so many excuses from women that they never find a way that you can go meet them or they will meet you. It won't happen.
We've got 1 minute left. Let me just ask you, what do you want folks at home to know about your book? And what do you want them to know about being scammed or potentially being scammed?
I want them to read the book because, to be honest with you, chapter 10 is the most informative part of the book. If you do nothing and you don't want to read what happened to me, read chapter 10. It tells you how to avoid and companies and places to help you find that. Talk to a friend. Tell them the story. They don't want you to talk to your friends because they're likely to talk you out of it.
They don't want you to talk to somebody who's not emotionally involved in the relationship, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Because they're more likely to see the false and you're not.
Because they're thinking with their heads, not their hearts.
Correct.
Yeah.
And if you can't kiss them, you can't see them, and you can't touch them, they're not real. If they always make an excuse and find a reason not to do something, they are not real. Do not go for it. Please do not go for it. Even if you'd never read the book. I wrote the book to help people. I didn't make the book to make money.
Right.
That's not the purpose of my book.
Right.
Come to think of it, the book has cost me a lot. You know, there's a lot of things that you need to learn. And if you could avoid Facebook, it would be great. But you have a lot of friends on Facebook. So be careful who you connect with. Just don't keep connecting and say, I got a million friends.
Right.
That sounds great. But it's also leading you into, you may say something. Also, if you take a picture, people like taking pictures. Mm-hmm. But there's also an identification on those pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Of where you are, where you were, your home. I'm going on vacation. Your home is now empty.
Yeah, exactly. Well, great advice is offered throughout the pages of this book. It is called Wow, Scammed or Not Scammed. In it, Beverly Korbanek tells a powerful story of what happened to her, and she shares it with you in hopes of helping you not have it happen to you. It's a wonderful book. It's an important book. It is highly recommended. Beverly, thank you so much for joining us here today on Spotlight.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been great. Thank
My you. Pleasure. I enjoyed our talk. And to the folks at home, I'm Logan Crawford, thanking you for your time this time. Until next time on Spotlight.